Tigmon Daf Lama Zion says the Birkas Kohanim Ketzet Omer also Gimel Brachas Ubamikdash Bracha Achas. But there seems to be a machlokes between Rashi and the Rambam. Why that is? Rashi says Lefi She'ein Onin Omer Bamikdash Ve'ein Sor Kan Shum Hefsek. So according to Rashi, the reason is just a practical reason that in Mikdash, since there's no Mafsek, you don't answer Amen. So that's why it's Bracha Achas. But, however, it's not, because so therefore, according to Rashi, it's not the etzem chefs of the Bracha that there's a chiluk in Birkas Kohanim and Mikdash and Gvulin and Medina, it's just that there's no Mafsik in Mikdash because we don't answer Amen. However, the Lashon of the Rambam seems different, because the Rambam says in Perek Yudal Finchas Tefillah, "Ve'ein ha'am onin achar kol posuk el olson also b'mikdash bracha achas." It seems in the contrary, since it's bracha achas, that's why we don't answer Amen. So it seems that mikdash mikudin it's bracha achas. That's mitzvasa. Masha enkein in gvulin, that is three brachas. Now, if you look at the Ram says, he says, "Ukashiashlimu." That continue Ram and call Ha'am Onim Boch Hashem Elokim Elokei Yisrael and Ha'olam Vad Ha'olam. So, according to the Rambam, they would answer Boch, those Boch Hashem Elokim, to the Birkas Kohanim. So, why is it that we don't do it, say that as well after the first bracha and the others? From the Rambam, seems that Ikar Din, there has to be one bracha, and that's why you don't answer it. And in terms of explaining why, that there's a chiluk between Birkas Kohanim in Medina and the Birkas Kohanim that was in Mikdash, that Medina, the bracha is Lisol. And therefore, it's nischalik that bracha to gimel brachos, but by mikdash the Birkas Kohanim is a kim of shevach to the Kodesh Baruch Hu, and therefore, we only answer at the end Baruch Hashem Amavorach, since it's a shevach to the Kodesh Baruch Hu. There's no chiluk of the gimel brachos, and it's therefore what. It's a shevach, and it's all one bracha.